As the night fell, I was spotted by two men that I had robbed. They dragged me out of the car and they beat me.
I opened up my door, and on my front doorstep were 12 federal drug enforcement agents, and I was charged with a street value equivalent of 9.1 tons of marijuana.
As a habitual felon, meaning that I had been in prison several times, I had several multiple felons that I had been prosecuted for, I had been told by my attorney that that all hope was gone. And one Saturday morning, a brave soldier came through, probably one of the bravest men that I've ever met. In his hand, he had a little brown book. He said, "Do you know Jesus as your Lord and Savior?" He opened it to the back pages and shared with me the plan of salvation. He told me that the Lord loved me and he could forgive me of all my sin.
I took that New Testament back to my cell, and for the very first time, I opened up that New Testament and I read through the entire Gospel of Mark.
I accepted Jesus as my Lord and Savior. And he gave me that little book and told me to take it with me, told me to put my name on the back of it if I believed it, and he turned and walked away.
Gideons are men of your church, doing what they've been called to do. These are your testimonies. The Gideon Ministry expands your opportunities for evangelism in your community and beyond. When you participate in the Gideon Ministry through prayer, financial gifts, and membership, you dramatically expand the reach of your church. In fact, over the 100 plus years of the Gideon Ministry, you've enabled us to give away almost 2 billion copies of Scripture. Please join hands with us as together we become God's love in action, placing His Word across the street and around the world.
I don't know where all the millions of Scripture has gone, but I know where one Scripture has gone, and it landed in my hands.
Because of you and the purpose and the plan of the Gideons, my whole life has changed.
And it was that Scripture that began the journey for me toward a life of obedience to Christ, because it is the Word of God that transforms lives.
To convey to you this morning that there are millions around the world who do not know Christ, and they don't have a copy of God's Word, and they'd love to receive one. And you can be part of the solution. Last year, with your help and help of churches that partner with us all over the world, the Gideons were able to distribute over 81 million copies of the Word of God. I'll break that down for you just a little bit. I can't quite get my arms around 81 million, but that's one copy every time, 2.6 copies every time your heart beats. Every time your heart beats, 2.6 copies are getting distributed somewhere in the world 24/7, even as I speak this morning. Well, I'd just like to praise God for that miracle and for your participation, your partnership in it. And I'd like to thank, Pastor Max isn't here, but I'd just like to thank him and you for allowing me this time to come and share with you. Now, most of you are familiar with the Gideons. You know that we're men and women of the church, and we're just fulfilling the Great Commission of Acts 1:8, taking God's word around the neighborhood and around the world. We're an extended missionary arm of your church, and we distribute God's word here and all over the world. And our only purpose in doing this is to win others to the Lord Jesus Christ through witnessing and distributing His word. We place Bibles in hospitals, nursing homes, colleges, universities, schools, hospitals, jails, prisons, military, and just many other places that the church is unable to go. And our wives at Gideon's Auxiliary Place give testaments to nurses and to medical personnel, and also place Bibles in physicians and dentist offices. God says in Isaiah 55:11, "So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please and prosper in the thing whereto I sent it." Craig Groeschel from Edmond, Oklahoma, was attending college, got in trouble with his fraternity, and he was the ringleader. And they thought, well, for a good PR move, they would start a Bible study. Well, number one, Craig wasn't a Christian. Number two, he didn't have a Bible. He had scheduled a Bible study. And while walking across campus, there was a Gideon there that day and handed him a testament. Craig said, wow, there really is a God. Well, one day, the Lord touched Craig's heart as he read Ephesians 2:8-9, which says, we're saved by grace, and it's a gift from God. And he was gloriously saved. How many of you have a smartphone? Look at the hands. Yeah, see? Anyway, Craig is the one that started Life Church TV. And he also came out with the YouVersion, an app for the Bible for your smartphone. He and his team developed this. I looked it up this morning. They have 42 versions of the Bible you can get for on your smartphone, but it's in hundreds of languages. They've placed over 160 apps have been already, 160 million apps. People have signed up for this around the world just because $1.25 testament was handed him one day on a college campus. Millions of people are now being blessed by that church and by that app that they can read every day. Outside the city of Jinjuganda is a school. It's not very easily accessible. Matter of fact, you can only get there with a four-wheel drive vehicle. But the Gideons had committed that they were going to place scriptures at that school. By the time they'd got there this day, the children, most of them were gone. And they said, well, what about the kids? We need to pass out the testaments. And the teachers were so excited, they said, don't worry. So they started ringing the school bell. And within minutes, over 600 children were lined up on the dusty playground. The Gideons presented each one of them with their own testament. And they received them gladly. And the teachers just rejoiced and told them that they'd been praying for the Gideons to come and pass out the book that told the kids about Jesus. So they took the teachers took the Gideons inside the school and showed them their library. Their library consisted of 10 Gideon testaments on the shelf. That's all the books they had in the school. One of the Gideons took down one of the testaments, and on the back of our testaments is a decision page where you can write when you accept Christ. Well, there was one name on the line, one name under it, one name above it, written all around the border of the book. 25 names on the one testament. So the teachers were just so excited that they could be there now that students had one of their own. And can you imagine, they take that home and share that with their parents and their grandparents and their siblings. So this one little testament there can change many lives. Ryan Reese didn't want to go to church when he was growing up. He just wanted to do his own thing, and after high school he started promoting concerts and traveled around the world. He did everything he wanted, including drugs and sex, alcohol. He indulged himself over and over again for 15 years. Eventually, while on tour in Central and South America, he found himself in a hotel room, strung out, loaded up, intoxicated, at his wit's end, didn't know what to do, but he remembered. His parents told him, no matter where you go in a hotel room, there'd be a Bible in the drawer next to the bed. Well, Ryan remembered that, got it out, started reading it, and that evening God changed his life. Ryan returned home, and he currently shares his testimony with young people as well as adults. You see, Ryan is the son of Paul Reese, and Paul Reese is the pastor of an 18,000-member Calvary Chapel Golden Springs out in Diamond Bar, California. Does placing God's word in the traffic lanes of life make a difference? It certainly does. Another man by the name of Bernie is a traveling salesman. Bernie would read the Bible, placed in motels. However, life became so bad and he considered suicide. And one night he was out on the ledge of an 8-story building in a hotel. Then he decided to go back inside and pray. Began reading the Bible, and Christ came to him and gave him a reason to live there. Bernie's now a Bible teacher who speaks on a radio broadcast to over 160 countries through 1,000 radio stations and receives testimonies from people all over who have accepted Christ. Bernie says that's just the ripple effect of these motel Bibles. You see, a Bible like this placed in a motel has an average life of about 6 years. And after those 6 years, they become marred or coffee stains or kids write in them or one thing and another. So we replace them. Well, then we place these in the jails then, the soiled ones, and place new ones in the hotel. Well, in those 6 years that they're there, they have an opportunity to witness to over 2,300 people. Right now, there's millions of lost people in the world, and they're in need of God's word. Many of them right here in the United States. Some of them right up and down the street out here, and they won't come into church, so we must go to them. We have a new program called Friends of Gideon's, and you can sign up online. I've got a pamphlet here if you're interested. We have two levels. One is just prayer partner. You can pray for the Gideons, and you'll receive information about scripture distributions that we've done that you can pray for. You can receive key prayer needs through emails and pray for the specific Bible blitzes that we have around the country. Then the next level would be a financial partner. And there you can sign up for automatic, maybe just $5 or $10 a month, just have it taken out of your account to support the Gideons. You can also receive through that financial one 12 of these testaments like this that you can use for personal witnessing if you'd like to have them. You'll also receive Gideon Magazine 3 times a year. To give you the highlights of the ministry. So if you're interested in something like that, you can talk to Tim or I, and we'll see that you can get signed up for that. You know, over 80 million scriptures a year is an amazing number. Matter of fact, I think it's a miracle how this all gets done, how they all get printed, how they all get shipped and distributed one by one. We don't drop boxes of testaments from the air and say they're distributed. They're all distributed one by one. And we accomplish this through a number of ways, but two specific ways are through what we call Bible blitzes. And we do this in the major U.S. cities. We're doing Cleveland this year. Here in Ohio, we'll do Cleveland this year and Toledo next year. And we just move around the state and do different cities. Then we also do countries. We send teams of 15 to 20 Gideons into countries to meet up with the local Gideons and work alongside with them to do distributions. I've been blessed to be on two of these blitzes. Now these are, Gideons pay for their own travel expenses and donate their own time to do this. And in 2004, I went to Brazil to help the local Gideons there in Rio de Janeiro and São Paulo. And then in 2012, I went to Thailand, and in Thailand we were distributing testaments at the Meizu University, Tim Eldridge and I, and Tim was from Kentucky, and there's local Gideons there, and a student come up and he asked, "Can I believe in Jesus and in Buddha?" And Tim started to explain the plan of salvation to him, how God had made a way for us by sending his son to die, and he died on the cross and died for our sins and was raised and with his Father in heaven. And Tim asked him, he said, "Are you ready to accept Jesus and trust him for your sins?" And he thought a minute and he says, "You know what? I'll have to read the book. I'll have to read the book. So he took it, and all we can do is pray that maybe someday soon he'll say yes to that. There were 15 U.S. Gideons and 8 Gideons from other countries, Australia, Taiwan, Korea, South Africa, Sweden, Germany, Finland, and England that we worked with there in Thailand. And they become friends for life. We email each other and we see each other at international conventions, and it's just great to be part of those teams. One morning we went out, we'd usually go out two Gideons and a local Gideon and an interpreter go out to a school or somewhere, but one morning we all loaded up in a van, about 8 teams. And we arrived at a huge pavilion. I'd say it's about the size of a football field with a roof over it, concrete, and there was 2,600 kids lined up in rows, sitting there on the concrete, getting their morning instructions. And we had all the testaments there, and within 15 minutes as they exited, we distributed over 2,600 testaments to those students. And then Thailand, of course, they all bow and they're so gracious, and they all took the word. They might be Buddhist or they might be Muslim, but they still would take the word. Some of the schools, they allowed us to speak. We'd go to a school and they'd be lined up like that, ready for their morning instructions, and through an interpreter, we'd tell them who we were, why we came all the way from the U.S. to come to give them a copy of God's word. And that was a blessing too. Some of the schools we could go into and go hand to hand right in the classroom, and that's always a special time when you can interact with the kids. Matter of fact, on your bulletin, if you open it up, there's pictures here along the side. This is one of the schools. I was there when they took this picture in Thailand. So, you know, we can go in, the kids just, they're getting a gift, and they're just so excited. We went to a large Presbyterian hospital, and they had a graduating nurse class. And the local Gideon asked me to speak to them. I had about 5 minutes to put some thoughts together and just to thank them for their service, and it just asked the Lord to bless them in their work. And after that service, then we went across the street and started distributing testaments and Bibles in the hospital itself. We worked our way up to the top floor, and that was the wards for the children that were sick. And there were many grandmothers and mothers there with the kids, and we got to pray with them and give them testaments also. So it was a very special time. But we need your help to continue in this, to reach the students, to reach hotels, to reach those in prisons. And I just ask first if you'd pray for us. Pray that there'd be a steady flow of funds for this 80 million plus scriptures to provide for that. Then pray for more men and their wives to join the Gideons to help with these distributions. I'd ask you to pray also for God's word, that it would speak to those that open, that people, when they'd open the word up, that they'd open their heart to God's word. So if the Lord's spoken to you today and blessed your heart and you'd like to help with the impact his word is making around the world, we'll have a plate at the back table back here that you can make a donation. You can also use this envelope that tears off on your bulletin insert here and mail that in. If you're not ready to, prepared to give today, that would be fine too. So another way you can do is through the Gideon cards. Tim's got a nice rack back here at the door. Now, these cards are free, and you can make a donation, though, through using those cards to place one or as many of these Bibles as you like in memory, or if you'd like to just maybe send a card to somebody, I'm praying for you, and send in a donation. So the cards are free, and it's just a way that you can bless this ministry. And if you have any questions, Tim's here and you can ask him about that. So we just thank you. I just want you to know that the Gideons use 100% of what you give for the placement of his word. And I just pray that the Lord would bless you today, and God bless each and every one of you for allowing me to come. Thank you.